Welcome back, everyone. Chris Matthew with Forbidden Knowledge News. And of course, we're having an awesome time at the UFO Mega Conference here in Laughlin, Nevada. I'm here with the one and only Mike Ricksecker, who had an awesome presentation the other day.
Thank you.
About shadow people.
Right.
Yes, it was so good. Now, we've spoken about this topic before. Before we get into that, what were some of your favorite presentations, the most profound for you?
You mean besides this one? you know, anytime that I give a presentation like this on these type of entities, I've always found that a lot of people approach me afterward. They've gleaned some information or found something that was a little insightful or something that could help them understand better what it is that they may have experienced, because there are a large variety of different types of shadow entities. Some people think that, you know, there's just one type. What's that answer? It's like, well, no, they're all a little different. There are a large variety of different kinds. And so there's not one answer that fits any particular situation. But this presentation and ones like it that I've given in the past, because this was a little bit more geared toward extraterrestrials being at the UFO Mega Conference. I found that it helps people to maybe answer some different questions they had about their own personal experience.
Now, you've been interested in paranormal for a while. When did you start making connections with ufology and ET experiences?
You know, just really doing the research, and there's always been the lingering question with my very first experience with these entities, what exactly that was. Was it a human spirit? Was it an interdimensional being that was on the table? Was it an ET? And it was, you know, during my research for shadow entities, which I've been doing for a number of years, I've always had an interest in, extraterrestrials, UFOs. It just didn't go down the research route. And even when I was a kid, I mean, what kid doesn't want to be an astronaut? So that's always kind of, you know, been there. You know, I loved astronomy and all that growing up, that telescope, all that. But, you know, really, I would say maybe over the last 5 or 6 years, my research has really gone down that route, more toward interdimensional beings, but then starting to learn a lot of these interdimensional beings, we call them interdimensional, but, you know, really they're, you know, coming from somewhere else into our world. So that really actually makes them an extraterrestrial.
That's super interesting. Now, have you come across many people who have maybe had negative experiences with shadow entities in the beginning, but the more they look back or had a regression or learn about their experiences, it turned into a positive experience?
Yeah, that happens. And, you know, there are certainly negative experiences with them that are truly negative. I'm really simplistic when I say this, and that, you know, just like with humans, some humans are good, some humans are bad. Some shadow people are good, some shadow people are bad. I know, it's super simplistic, but it happens. But there are times, and I've talked with a couple of people this weekend, this week, we're getting into the weekend now, in which, you know, they are also starting to learn more and more, looking back at that experience, that, well, to me, it was negative at first because it frightened me. I didn't understand what was going on, but the more I keep looking back and looking back, I'm starting to realize that, you know, maybe it wasn't nasty, evil, and nefarious, but more rather benign, something that was, you know, watching, observing, trying to take in information. We just didn't understand what exactly that was. And, you know, we as human spirit, we don't understand. A lot of times, these things are surprising us in a situation, like you wake up in the middle of the night and you see something there. Well, you're automatically thinking, there's an intruder in my house. This is unexpected. They're not supposed to be here. Did somebody break in? So automatically, you know, you have that fear factor baked into it, even though maybe that wasn't the case.
Right. Now, what I love most about this conference is it brings together ufology, the paranormal, spirituality, consciousness, like all these fields and all these investigators and researchers together. I think that's the key to moving forward with this phenomenon. Have you noticed more paranormal researchers kind of looking into the ET phenomenon and maybe giving it another second look, that it may be connected?
Some are. I mean, we had Trey Hudson here this week, coming kind of from the same background that I am from, you know, paranormal, and he's, you know, started seeing those correlations to ufology, which is great. But, you know, I like that you pointed out, you know, all these different disciplines. You know, I believe everything is connected. The universe in and of itself is connected. So yeah, paranormal, ET, consciousness, cryptids, in some way, shape, or form, it's all connected. And so we should be studying all these things together.
Right. Now, one of the biggest, most insane bombshells for me was some of the things Richard Doty was saying. I'd like to get your thoughts on not only Mr. Doty, but his supposed experiences at S4. These are very fantastical things for the public to know, because he's saying that not only do these things exist, we've been knowing about them, we have them in captivity, we have these ships. I mean, what does that make you think?
Well, Richard and I have a little bit of a similar background. We're both Air Force men, and so I've spoken with him at length this week, which was great. You know, we were able to just kind of throw back and forth on a lot of the old Air Force stuff. And he was 15 years before when it comes to the Air Force, but he was OSI for a long period of time as well, which is actually separate from his Air Force career. So, you know, just getting a chance to know the man, I think sometimes that is what it takes, because anybody can say anything. They can throw out whatever ridiculous story out there, but I think when you actually meet somebody and understand, okay, he's not just saying this. This is a man of integrity. In talking with Richard this week, Richard's a man of integrity.
Yes, I noticed that myself. He seemed to be a very honest man and very down to earth. And he seems like he just wants to get this information out there now.
He just wants to let people know.
Right. And that's fantastic. That's exactly what we need right now. Now, when I look at the shadow people phenomena, I look at the portals that we saw in some of these high strangeness places. You put all that together, and I go back to the simulated reality theory that there may be some glitches just in our reality happening that we don't understand yet. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. I do cover simulated universe a little bit in my work. I did in that presentation and also in my book, A Walk in the Shadows. The idea that we are in a simulated universe, whether it's a computer simulation or if it's something more organic and biological, which I think it's more of the latter, and even you look at our ancient religions, they actually talk about us, being in a simulation without using that term. If you just take like reincarnation, for example, you're up in whatever that home world is, you come down here, you live out your life, and then you go back up. So it's kind of like logging in, and then you run through the simulation, and then you log out. So it's very, very similar. So shadow people in this particular case, what they may be, you don't know for sure, but what they may be is you could think of them almost like agents from the Matrix, where they're coming in, they're interacting, trying to, make sure things within the simulation happen in a proper order. Or the example that I like is you take a, because I actually have a degree in simulation programming. You take a massively multiplayer online game. You have all these people that are logged into the game world. But then you have the game masters, the people that actually run the simulation. They will also log into, sometimes with a player avatar, but sometimes not. They're supposed to be invisible, and the players will sometimes notice, wait a minute, there was something that happened over there, whether it was like a little glitch or some kind of weird blur, or the environment changed kind of strangely for a moment, and they'll just kind of play it off usually as just a glitch in the Matrix, a glitch in the game, when it was actually some sort of game master that was doing something over there, whether it was like maintenance, try to fix something in the game, or they were watching and observing, seeing how players were reacting in a particular environment. So they want to know, okay, if whatever's going on in the environment is something that players enjoy or maybe they don't enjoy, we want to know that so we can alter whatever the next part of the simulation is going to be. So
that's a super interesting theory. It makes me look at that a lot with all the strangeness going on. Do you think that as a people, as a whole, that we're ready to know the answers?
That's a tough question, because for a long time I've been saying, because people go back to the Brookings report, and that basically stated no, they weren't ready. Well, I mean, that was back in the 60s.
Right, exactly.
That was a long time ago now. It's before I was born. I was born in 74. And most of those people that kind of weren't ready have kind of long since gone. But there's still you know, a number of people, sure, that probably couldn't handle it. But I think more and more people, if they were to hear, okay, you know, as aliens are among us, a lot of them would be, yeah, okay, fine, I figured. You know, we've been kind of conditioned by, you know, Hollywood and popular culture, and that was, you know, kind of the idea, was to condition us for, you know, being ready for that. But then we had 2020 happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a you know, funny meme out there that I reposted, and I just did it again here too, but with the whole gasoline thing, but with the toilet paper, the meme was, you know, had the alien there, and, you know, this nonsense with the toilet paper is why you people aren't ready to learn about aliens.
Yeah.
So
it makes sense.
Yeah. So there is unfortunately a contingent of the mainstream that, like, no matter what the condition is, that, like, little bit of an idea that things aren't going to just be quite running smoothly, they're going to go raid the grocery stores. You know, there are locations that I've lived in which, you know, they hear like 3 snowflakes are going to fall out of the sky, and they have to clear the shelves of the milk and bread. So it happens.
So what do you think is behind this mainstream movement in disclosure? I guess you could say disclosure. I mean, it's somewhat disclosure from the media, from the government. You know, it's all of a sudden it's okay to talk about UFOs, to report them, and to admit that we don't know what they are.
Well, yeah, it seemed like we were going to be getting more information about disclosure. It seemed like disclosure was happening. We were getting all these different reports. Okay, disclosure's happening. And, you know, we're all excited in the ufology community. Then all of a sudden, it seems like they're backpacking off.
Yeah.
They're backpedaling. So it's like, what happened there? What's going on behind the scenes that they decided, no, we need to backpedal on this? And I think that's the question we need to try to find the answer for.
Yes, and that's a recent question that came up just, you know, what was it, a couple of weeks ago, I think, or a few days ago. So where do you think that we're going to be going, say, in the next 5-10 years? Do you think this disclosure movement is going to have gained momentum, or just keep pedaling back and trying to get it back out of the human consciousness?
it's going to happen. So, you know, something happened where they deemed it was okay to backpedal a little bit. But, you know, there's enough that's been let out of the bag. You know, some of these different videos that, you know, from the Navy, that, you know, they can't gloss over.
Right.
And then say, oh yeah, we just, you know, we made that up, or we were totally wrong, or whatever. It's out there. But it's kind of like what, you know, what Richard Dolan was talking about last night, that, you know, they can't retract all the way and say, yeah, we've actually known about these for, you know, since, you know, 1947, since the 50s, you know, when we had the big UFO flap and all that, because that would, you know, create absolute and complete distrust. So somebody's working something behind the scenes to, you know, still kind of slowly let that out, but they want to be able to control the narrative. It's always about, okay, what is the narrative that we want to give the people? It could be because, you know, administration changed here, you know, just a few months back. You know, was there something different between what was going on with the Trump administration and the Biden administration that they decided to change the narrative a little bit? That could have something to do with it. Disclosure will eventually happen, but with the recent backpedaling, we were hoping it was going to happen sooner.
Yeah,
maybe happen later. No.
Yeah, we definitely live in fascinating times. Either way, I'm interested to see what's going to come up in this information dump. So I guess we just have to just wait and see what happens, and just look at the information with a grain of salt, I suppose.
Well, I mean, with whatever little bit that, you know, because they're going to throw us a couple of little breadcrumbs with the reports that are going to come out. And it'll be a matter of trying to decipher what that means. I mean, everybody's going to be scouring, trying to dig deep and all that. So remain hopeful. And like I said, we just need to keep digging.
Definitely.
The answer's out there. And, you know, there are a lot of different theories as to what the answer is and where it's going to come from. But, you know, hopefully it will come.
Yeah, and I'm very excited to see what independent researchers, authors, and scientists and experiences are doing right now, coming out with their own information. It really helps to put perspective on everything. Now, before I let you go, is there anything interesting, new, or upcoming that you're working on?
Yeah, I'm working on my book on the Alaska Triangle. Season 1 came out last year. Everybody loved the show, at least everybody's told me. But, yeah, it's been been met with great fanfare. They're doing a season two. We don't have an exact release date, but in the middle of writing the book on that right now. In fact, I worked on it a little bit earlier today.
Nice.
Yeah. And so that should be out by next year. I hope to speak about that here next year.
That would be great. Be great to see you next year, and enjoy the rest of your time here.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Chris.
Great talking to you.
Absolutely.
Come out. We still got a day left. You can come see individual speakers, and you don't want to miss any of this amazing disclosure that we have left to come. Hope to see you here.